Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Lateral Thinking for Every Day by Paul Sloan. Sophie, I gotta ask, when was the last time you felt like you were just digging the same hole deeper instead of finding a new one?
Oh, that's a great question, Sam. I think it happens more often than I'd like to admit. And this book is exactly about that, how to stop digging the same hole and start digging new ones. It's a toolkit for breaking out of our usual thought patterns.
Right. And Sloan makes this distinction right away between vertical thinking and lateral thinking. Vertical thinking is the logical, step-by-step stuff we do every day. But lateral thinking is this generative, provocative mode that lets you make unexpected connections.
Exactly. And he's not saying vertical thinking is bad. It's essential. But when you hit a wall, you can't just think harder in the same direction. You need to shift your perspective. And that's what the book is all about, practical techniques to force that shift.
One of my favorite techniques is the provocative operation, or PA. You deliberately say something absurd, like a restaurant gives away food for free. On the surface, that's crazy, but it forces your brain to jump to new ideas. Maybe you offer a free meal on birthdays or a loyalty program.
Yes, that's such a powerful tool. And it's based on Edward de Bono's work. The point is that the PA is not a solution. It's a stepping stone. You suspend judgment and let the absurdity lead you somewhere new.
Another technique is challenging assumptions. Sloan gives this classic puzzle. A man walks into a bar and asks for a glass of water. The bartender points a gun at him. The man says thank you and leaves. The logical mind is stuck until you realize the man had hiccups and the gun was a shock cure.
Right. The assumptions we make, without even realizing it, are the biggest barriers. In business, he suggests listing every assumption you have about your customers, your market, your product, and then questioning each one. Why must a bank have branches? Why must a taxi be driven by a person?
And then there's random stimulation. You pick a random word from a dictionary or a random image, and you force a connection to your problem. So if you're designing a watch and you randomly get the word forest, you think layers, camouflage, and ecosystem. That generates ideas you'd never get from pure logic.
I love that. It's so simple, but so effective. And he also talks about idea flowering. We're so quick to kill ideas with phrases like it's been tried before, or that'll never work. Instead, he advocates for a yes and approach, like an improv. Nurture the fragile seed before you judge it.
The classic example is the Post-it note. It started as a failed adhesive. Most companies would have killed it, but someone saw potential and let it flower into a billion-dollar product. That's the mindset shift.
And it's not just for business. He applies it to personal life, too. If you feel stuck in your career, instead of saying, I should quit and travel the world, you use that as a PA. What is it about travel that appeals? Freedom? Novelty? Then find a lateral solution that satisfies that need without drastic action.
Yeah, like taking a sabbatical or changing your commute. That's so much more practical. And he also talks about using lateral thinking and persuasion. Instead of arguing directly, you use analogies to shift the other person's frame of reference.
Right. If you're reorganizing a department, you say, our department is like an overgrown garden. We need to prune some branches and plant new seeds. That's much more powerful than just saying, we need to reorganize.
The book is full of puzzles and exercises too. Each one is a small lesson in lateral thinking. And he gives a framework called the lateral thinking loop to find the problem, generate alternatives with techniques like PA, select the best idea and develop it, then implement with vertical thinking.
It's not a rigid formula, but a flexible guide. And one of the most important points he makes is that creativity is not a mysterious gift. It's a skill you can practice. Lateral thinking is the engine of creativity, whether it's little c creativity for everyday problems or big C creativity for world-changing innovations.
He also addresses the objection that lateral thinking is unscientific. But he's clear, it's a complement to logic, not a replacement. Lateral thinking generates options. Vertical thinking evaluates and implements them. The best thinkers switch between both modes fluidly.
And in a world where AI is getting better at logical thinking, lateral thinking is our unique advantage. Machines can process data and follow rules, but they're not great at making intuitive leaps or challenging assumptions. This book is basically a manual for keeping that human edge.
That's the takeaway for me. The ability to think differently is the ultimate competitive advantage, and it's something we can all develop. Sloan really empowers you to see that genius is latent in all of us.
And if you want to go deeper into lateral thinking or any other topic, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So stop digging the same hole and start exploring new ones. Sophie, any final thoughts?
Just that this book is an invitation to think better, not harder. It's about escaping the prisons of our own assumptions. We'll see you in the next one.